This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
bbclearningenglish.com presents Talk About English, a series of radio features that support your English language studies.
This week, we're looking at the language used at training courses and away days. And with me is David Evans, our business English expert. Now, David, it seems to me that training courses are becoming more and more popular. Is that right?
Yes, I think that more and more big companies and smaller companies as well are sending their employees on training courses where they'll learn new or different sets of skills, or on away days, which is simply an opportunity for staff to talk over work-related issues in a different environment to the office or the factory where they usually work.
Let's get down to those useful phrases then. The following recording was made at a course run by the British charity Cancer Research Campaign. Have a listen to the phrases Sarah, the trainer, uses during her introduction.
Good morning and welcome. My name's Sarah Burns. I'm the training officer and I work in the Human Resources Department at the Campaign. I'm going to be taking you through the contribution and development review process over the next 2 days. Before I go any further, just a few housekeeping bits and bobs. In the case of the fire alarm going off, if you could head back towards reception, out the front door, and just on the right there is the grey building. That's the assembly point underneath their green canopy. There will be tea breaks and lunch breaks, you'll be pleased to know. We'll stop for lunch at about 1:30.
Quite a typical start there. But before the trainer actually gave details about the course, David, she alerted the participants to some of the information that they'd need about the building they were in and other information too. How did she do that?
Yes, she used a very colloquial expression there. She said she wanted to talk about housekeeping bits and bobs, which, as you say, means information about procedures in case of fire, information about the layout of the building, the time of the breaks during the day, and so on. We also heard her use another very useful phrase, I'm going to be taking you through this. I'm going to, that going to future, is the typical way that somebody would talk about their intentions for the day, or indeed their intentions in the shorter term, setting up an activity, for example. I'm going to put you into pairs. I'm going to take questions at the end, and so on.
Yes, and you'll hear that phrase, I'm going to, again, so do listen out for it. Now let's join the introductions at an away day. Now, as you heard, that's when people from an office get out of the office for usually a day to talk about issues around work and also to talk about plans for the future for the company. Let's join Sean, who's making his introduction.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for coming today. As you know, we try to have these away days about once a year. The purpose of today is to get away from the office environment and the daily grind and take a step back so that we can explore what we really do, what our main strengths are, and where improvements could be made in our systems. Right, well, we've got a lot to get through today, lots of exercises, role plays, and I think it'll be a challenging day, but I also hope it'll be fun too.
Well, there was a nice friendly start there from Sean, and he went on to say that he hoped it would be a fun day, but he clearly meant business as well, didn't he, David?
Yes, he very clearly explained to everybody why they were there, using the phrase, the purpose of today is. And he also reminded everybody that they were there to do some work. He told them, we've got a lot to get through today.
At training courses and away days, it's quite common to get people to do exercises, things like role plays or getting them into groups and asking them to write down suggestions on how to improve the company. Let's go back to the Cancer Research Campaign and hear the phrases Sarah uses to organise one of these activities.
The first thing then is to think about why on earth we have a review process in the campaign. I'm going to split you into two groups again, and Alistair and Carolyn, if I could ask you to consider why the Cancer Research Campaign would want to have a review process. What are the benefits? And John and Nicola, if I could ask you to think about what could go well from the point of view of a manager, and also what can go not so well. So I'll give you about 10 minutes. If you can write down your answers on the flip chart paper, and I'll ask you to then share those with the group.
Now, you probably heard that phrase, "I'm going to," used at the very beginning of her talk. She said, "I'm going to split you into two groups." Now, that's quite direct, but a lot of her other language wasn't so direct, was it?
That's right. She uses that "going to" future to give direct instructions, but she also used a lot of more indirect language. For example, "if I can ask you to do something," or "if you could do something," "I'd like you to do something," again, which makes her sound a lot more polite.
And as well as being polite, it also helps you to be very clear in your instructions too. This was particularly noticeable when she said how much time the exercise was going to take, wasn't it?
Yes, a time frame is obviously very important for an exercise because people need to be able to plan how long they spend on each stage of it. And she introduced the time deadline by saying, "I'll give you about 10 minutes to do this."
Let's go back to Sean now and find out how he introduces an exercise at his away day. Listen out for the phrases we've just been discussing.
Now, what I want you to do is to get into two groups. So let's just divide the room in two, and that's our two groups. And I'm going to give each group an area to focus on. So group one, I'd like you to think about what we as a department do particularly well. So think about what we consider to be our big strengths. What do we enjoy most about being in the department? Okay? And group two, if I can ask you to have a think about areas where we don't do so well, perhaps where you think our systems have failed us, examples of when we haven't been quite as effective as we might have been, and also where in the past year we failed to take full advantage of opportunities that have presented themselves. So is that clear, everyone?
So lots of similar language there. David, could you pick out some of the phrases used?
Well, again, we heard lots of examples of "if you can do this," "if you could do that." We also heard the manager there using the phrase "think about." "If you could think about our good points," he asked. And he also checked that everybody understood what the task was by asking them, "Is that clear, everyone?"
Of course, if you set up an exercise, you have to have a feedback session in which you discuss how people have done or what ideas they had. Let's go back to both our scenes, the training course and the away day, and see if you can pick out some similar phrases from each.
Have you finished?
No.
OK. If I can ask you to volunteer, one or the other of you, to read through the list, I'll ask the two who looked at why the campaign would want to have a review process, a process that reviews performance, first. So what did you come up with?
OK, are you all nearly finished? Yeah. Could both groups nominate a spokesperson who can just stand up and go through your ideas? So group one, what do you think are our biggest strengths as a department?
Well, first and foremost, we think we're well respected throughout the rest of the company. We think they see us generally as adding value to daily business.
Yeah, that's a good point. I agree that the company value our input. So what else did you come up with?
David, what were some of the phrases used for the feedback session?
In both cases, because they were coming to the end of the task, first of all, the manager or the facilitator checks that the task was finished. Are you all nearly finished? Have you finished? Then the groups were asked to nominate a spokesperson. In other words, one person from each group should represent the views of the group as a whole. Then it was very clear that the feedback session had begun. We heard phrases like "let's start with," and also ideas were invited with an expression like "what did you come up with? What ideas did you have?"
Well, today's programme has certainly come up with a lot of language. It's almost time for us to go. Thanks to David Evans for talking us through today's expressions. I hope you can join us again soon for more Business Language to Go.
That was Talk About English from bbclearningenglish.com.